What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up. What do you got?
All right, guys. So I'm not going to complain about gas prices because I feel like we've done that enough. Gas prices are crazy.
So that is so funny. I swear to you, I tweeted all of you a picture of I filled my tank today, and I was challenging you guys to show me how much your gas was. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I mean,
funny.
I have an electric car, so
yeah, well, you know, Sedano cash.
Wait, how much was yours? I didn't look at the text or the tweet yet.
$88 for 15 gallons of gas.
Oof. I won't have to worry about that once I have my Tesla.
Nice.
Yep. I'm going to get an electric car,
They went up, by the way. No, don't mean to hijack it, Laura, but I saw today when I was doing more research on which car I want to get, they keep going up because now with gas prices going
up,
now the Teslas keep going up. I'm so mad.
Well, do what I did. I have an e-bike, and I'm riding it everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to ride it downtown.
Right.
Marina Del Rey.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it. Good exercise for you.
Yeah.
Really nice exercise.
I can't with
baseball.
You, man. Yeah.
Get an e-bike. Like, that's, like, the resolution.
Yeah, because we live, like, you know.
Hey, Lindsay, drive 30. Go 35 miles on your e-bike.
I'll get one of those little mopeds you'll see me on the freeway. Like, ram, ram.
These e-bikes are like mopeds. They do, like, 30 miles an hour.
Not in L.A., man. Not in L.A. I'd be too scared to ride on one of those in the highway here.
I don't blame you.
That was
all right, Laura.
Oh, Laura,
back to you.
Go ahead.
Back
Sorry.
To you, Laura.
No,
back
okay.
to you.
It's okay, yeah, guys. It's all insane.
Back to you, Laura.
It's all good. Anyways, so as guys, gas prices are skyrocketing, AAA is saying, be careful because the thieves are out. You know, we've actually had my parents' gas tank. They drilled a hole and stole the gas.
No way.
So they actually already happened to
me.
What?
Wait, recently?
Yeah. Somebody drilled a hole in their gas tank?
So that's how they do it. Like, they drill a little hole and then pull the gas. And my parents have, like, a huge car, like an SUV car.
Oh.
So somebody decided
to
go do that. Yeah, Beto. And so it's costing them, I think, like $1,500 to fix it. And my mom's like, dude, I could have just given them money for gas.
Right.
At that
yeah,
point, right?
Seriously.
So I found AAA's, like, article saying that, you know, be careful because it's happening, especially with guys. My God, why do I keep saying
guys? It's guys.
Gas prices skyrocketing. So they're saying please park your cars if you can in a garage or somewhere where they're locked because it's happening a little too much right now due to the gas prices. Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to do that, if you have a camera, you guys can actually report this to the police and your insurance can cover it. So I just found that out. I'm going to tell my parents. And if you're in a building, park next to an elevator where there's a lot of foot traffic because it's happening a little too much. And since it is an insurance company, they're seeing reports of this more and more.
You know what's so messed up is that the thief sees the car, but he has no idea whether the car is full of gas or empty. So when the thief goes under the car and drills the hole, which I think that's what you would do. I mean, I don't really know where you would drill the hole, right? I mean, I don't really know a lot about cars.
I could picture like the siphoning thing, but the hole drilling thing is crazy.
Well, siphoning is disgusting because once you put the hose down into the gas tank of the car and then you suck the hose so you can get the gas moving, if the gas hits you in the mouth. So if you get under the car and you drill, and then there's no gas coming out, you've done the $1,500 worth of damage to the car, but you didn't get the gas.
Yeah. So my parents found out because they went to turn on the car. The car doesn't turn on. And then it says it's on empty. And my mom's like, yo, we just pumped a lot. You know, like, what do you mean it's on empty? So when they, you know how you put the little portable gas thingies, whatever it's called.
Little gas cans?
Yeah, the little gas cans. So it started, like, dripping.
Leaking.
Oh.
That's how they found out that there was a little hole in it.
Man, that sucks, crazy. Dude. That just sucks so bad that somebody is so desperate that they would steal somebody else's gas.
That's insane. Like, yeah. I've never heard of that before. That's crazy.
And we don't live in, like, in a bad neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really, like, could have knocked on the door, would have hooked you up with $20. Like, seriously. Yeah.
That is too bad.
Hey, it could be worse. You could live in Europe. It's like $9 a gallon.
No way, really?
Dude, yeah. My friend posted a picture and I asked if it was photoshopped and he said no. By Coenga, it was $9.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
That has to be photoshopped.
I asked.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I posted. I posted on Twitter. You guys can all see it. $88, 15 gallons. I'm challenging everybody now. Take your picture when you fill up. George, I'm so jealous of your whole electric car thing.
I saw this coming a mile away, though.
I did too, but to be honest, I've been saving for like 3-4 months. So
I mean, I saw inflation coming a mile away. We've been talking about this for how long? Like, it's why I, you know. I mean,
that's why he's investing in the crypto. Like, Sedano is smart. He is very smart.
Oh, saw this coming a mile away, dude.
When you say you saw this coming a mile away, I mean, listen, I totally true story here. Like, I get so wrapped up into sports sometimes and Laker games and, you know.
What do you do when you're not watching sports?
Well, I'm usually with kids or I'm with girlfriend.
No, but I'm saying when it's just you. Like, what are you doing when, is it always sports when it's just you?
I can't honestly think of the last time it was just me.
Okay, because, like, when I go for, like, a walk, if I'm not on the phone talking to Lindsay or work-related stuff or Chris or whatever, like, you know, for the show, like, I'm usually listening to, like, a business podcast.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just, like, staying away from the news and not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't need to, I mean, I don't watch hard news. I'm just listening to the business
podcast. But you say you saw it coming a mile away. I guess if I were paying attention to the news, I would understand that there was a potential problem brewing in Ukraine, which, of course, I wasn't paying attention to.
No, but not about you. This isn't about Ukraine. This is about the pandemic.
I know, but you're saying that, in part, what's going on with gas prices doesn't have anything to do with Russian oil and with American oil
production? It has some to do with it, but the gas prices were already $5.39 or whatever it was
inflation and the stimulus checks and all that stuff, and now the money's all
running out. Not to get too far into the weeds here, but it's called quantitative easing. It was initially started in Japan in their situation back in 2001. In their crisis, financial crisis. And it was basically, yeah, we'll print our way out. You're basically debasing your currency. And this country, and it's not like a partisan thing. Like, if actually, it's the most bipartisan thing this country has done, taking it from Japan back in those early days, because every administration since has done it. And it's actually what ends up making us poorer, because most employers, not all, but most employers don't raise salaries quick enough to keep up with it, with the printing of money, which debases the currency. It's just simple math.
You guys think Joe Buck and Troy Aikman care about gas prices today?
No, I wouldn't either if I cared that much. No. You know what I'm saying? Right, if I made that much. But here's the thing: we're all lucky in some way, shape, or form that we don't make that kind of money. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we do okay, and that's just it. But yeah, like, it's, I leave morsels.
Yes.
I leave morsels, you know, and I tell you, just, you know, make sure, I'm not giving you financial advice.
So you're saying that
you bought this
electric car because you were preparing for today.
Bingo. That's what he said.
I told one of my best friends, I said, we were talking about Bitcoin and like crypto and all that stuff. And I was like, Sedano gave me all these business podcasts to listen to, and he's been right about everything so far. So when I ask him advice about this stuff, like, I take it serious. And obviously, like you said, like, you're not telling people what to do, you know, anyone, even me, what to do.
I'm not giving anyone financial advice, but I've been telling you there's warning signs for a long time. Yes.
I don't know. You're kind of like the sports radio Jim Cramer right now. It's not a bad thing, George.
Pay attention, Cap.
It's a good niche.
You know, when I'm not paying attention to sports, which is a lot of the time, I listen to a lot of business stuff, because, you know, you can see the shells moving around, you know, and the shell.
I want one of those electric cars now.
Yeah, go to my friends at South Bay Ford in Hawthorne. They'll take care of you.
Okay, is that right?
Get a Tesla. I wanted to
see that's the thing.
So
Teslas.
Bad.
I know. George's electric Mustang does look nice. I gotta say,
I love it. And everybody has a Tesla, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and here's the thing. You know how I feel about Elon Musk. I think he's a Looney Tune, and if something happened with my Mustang Mach-E, there's 3 dealers in the South Bay that I can go to if I needed to, and in a pinch. I mean, I would go to my friends at South Bay Ford and Hawthorne. But if I, like, let's say something happened and there was one closer by in my neighborhood, I would go to that one in an emergency situation. So
you
that's
kind of
my
point.
You
have to put in a different plug in your house? You have to change out a plug or something to charge the
car? No, I got a 220 volt in the garage. That's it.
Plus, Cap, most places... Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to Sedano about this the other day. Or no, it was you actually I was talking to. Like, most places you can charge for free.
Right. Yep. Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I'm getting
like
an electric car.
You can charge here. Yeah.
I'm going to charge at LA Live.
Exactly. My friend does that, and he was saying that his car payment for his Tesla, actually ends up being cheaper than his wife's car payment, and she has a gas car, because he gets to charge for free, so he completely negates, like, gas out of the cost of his monthly payment.
Hear this?
I messed up, guys.
Mason just texted and said, learning economics with George Sedano. I can't believe we're hearing about quantitative easing.
It's like Jim Cramer on CNBC right now.
I totally messed up. I should have gotten a Tesla instead of moving out.
I mean, right. I know everyone has a Tesla, and people, like, you know, some people think they're, what's the word, presumptuous, whatever.
I mean, they're cool. I'm just saying, I drove in one with my friend, and I was like, this is the most amazing car.
And Morales said the same thing. One of his friends has one, and he was like, oh my God, I need one now. Yep. Like, driving it is like an outworldly experience. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
George, does your electric car have a karaoke machine in it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't?
No, I don't believe so.
Weak. Now I'm going to get a Tesla. Weak. Okay. Lame.
Does a Tesla have a karaoke machine?
Yeah, it's got like this thing called karaoke where they've got thousands of songs. So if you're like me and you drive down the road and you love to sing your songs.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've got it.
Check it out. You know, let us know.
I mean, I don't think it's a karaoke thing, but I mean, it's like I can play music and just sing.
No. This is karaoke. It's different.
Oh.
Yours have a whoopee cushion sound effect in it?
No, and I wouldn't want that.
Well, I mean, you know, if somebody's sitting in the back seat.
I mean, you could also just fart in your car and make the same noise.
Yeah, you could, and you probably would, especially if you're alone. But if you have people in the car and you want to make a whoopee cushion sound.
How long do you go before farting in, like, a new car? While the new car smells still around?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you're going to have to do it at some point.
So what do you do? You just wait?
No. I'm right away. I'm first day.
Like, how many, is it days, weeks, months?
No, on my way home. I picked up the car. I'm on my way home. Let's get comfy.
Oh,
let's
right
break
away.
It in. What are you're purposely holding it in so that you have the new car smell?
Oh yeah, that new car smell is fantastic.
I love that new car smell. Why can't they bottle that?
They do actually.
No, but it doesn't smell the same.
Not exactly, but close.
Close, but that's like chewing gum that's watermelon, but it kind of has a little bit of a watermelon taste, but it's not really like watermelon.
I mean, it's still good.
New car smell is amazing. There's nothing that replicates the new car smell other than the new car.
No. Not true.
All right. You know what we didn't get to was the whole Clipper thing. They're poking at the Lakers again. I'll tell you what they said. I swear to God we'll do it in the next segment. I promise. We won't be doing quantitative easing in the next segment. But there you go. There's an economics lesson for everyone. You know, free of charge, basically. All right. We'll do that next. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah.
This is their best song, I think, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a huge 311 guy, but I like this song.
Yeah, I'm not a huge 311 guy either, but this particular song makes me go, yeah, yeah,
But pretty much almost every song makes you go, yeah,
Right,
yeah.
But you see the difference from earlier where you don't feel it, so you don't sing it?
Yeah.
Yes, I did do a lesson on how to siphon gas. You'll have to excuse me, everybody.
Yeah. Well, we also did. I mean, listen, it's Sedano and Cap. Come for some sports, fart talk, siphoning gas, and an eventual economics lesson.
Right, of course. That's pretty much the essence of the broadcast.
There you go. You don't get that anywhere else.
Nope.
There is not a show in the Southland that will give you that combination.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
By the way, I heard the John Mayer commercial that he's in concert. Why do the ladies love John Mayer so much?
I don't know. I love him, too.
You do, too? Really?
I love him.
Wait, do you mean, like, the ladies as in, like, the women he dates or generally?
Yeah, he has dated, like,
well, he gets the hottest.
Outrageous
the hottest of the hot, John
There's
Mayer
rumors.
Gets him.
There's rumors. Same with, like, similar to Pete Davidson rumors. Like, he's a ladies' man. And,
No.
That's what I've heard about John Mayer.
No,
just
bad
saying.
Comp. Bad comp, Lindsay.
No, not if you know the reason why.
No, people it's love, a bad comp.
People love Pete Davidson.
I
similar
don't.
Reason. Okay, well, I'm telling you, there is not a reason that has anything to do with his personality. sexuality or who he is as a person, as a human being.
Come on, Cap.
It's a strictly physical reason why a lot of women apparently have enjoyed his company. That's all I'm going to say.
All wrong. All wrong.
Okay. Because you know personally?
Let me explain this to you. You ready?
Okay, go ahead. You tell us, bro.
You haven't heard this, Cap?
The reason women love John Mayer is not the same reason, for whatever reason, they like Pete Davidson. I don't get it at all. I don't think he's funny and I think he's gross, but that's neither here nor there.
Whoa, gross. That's
gross.
Excessive.
He's just gross looking. I don't know, man. And then the thing about it is the better comp is Justin Timberlake. You see, the thing about guys like Justin Timberlake and John Mayer is they're great musicians and they're really funny. So that combination of those two things.
Yeah, but Timberlake is more, I would say, a little more handsome looking, no?
I don't know, George. Listen, I think here's why I love John Mayer. Because when John Mayer took over for Dead & Company, most people looked at that and went, wait a second, he's kind of like a poppy sort of, you know, pretty boy kind of guy. But, dude, when he plays with Dead & Company, he gets to show off what a brilliant, incredible guitar player he is and a great, great singer. And if you follow him on social, he's a very funny guy. So it's not just the ladies, George. I love John Mayer, too.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I want to go to the show. Did I hear that? March 13th and 15th?
Mm-hmm.
I'll check my calendar, see if I'm available for John that night.
Okay. There you go. Beto Duran tweets the show. At Sedano, this is Peak Friday Scott Kaplan performance. El viernes y el Cap lo sabe.
Gracias. I mean, Lindsay, are you buying what I'm selling here?
I mean, not really. I'm just saying it's not relevant to the argument that I've heard about Pete Davidson. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff about them, too, though. You're right. And I mean it in, like, a flattering way.
Yeah, there's things that are going around in the sphere, you know.
Yeah, I understand what those things are.
Okay.
It's flattering.
That. I'm just saying like that plus the fact that like he can make girls laugh, I guess he's just, you know, smooth talker.
I don't know.
There you
I find Pete Davidson to be very, I'm just not attracted to the man. But on the other hand,
okay, well you're not dating luckily him, for you, he's not attracted to you either.
I understand, but I think Justin Timberlake's hot and I think John Mayer's hot.
I don't think John Mayer's hot. Like, I do not find him attractive whatsoever.
At all. No.
Wow.
Yeah, T-Lake is definitely more attractive.
Wow, not at all.
Like, you know who I find attractive? I'm trying to think of, like Channing Tatum, love him.
Channing Tatum is a good looking man.
Yeah, he's good.
There's a couple, like sports figures that I think are extremely attractive.
Like who? Like Tom Brady?
No.
Yeah.
He's too, like, fat boy. He's not my type.
Like who? Aaron Donald? Is he your type?
No.
Really? When he takes his shirt off and he looks like the Incredible Hulk?
I do like hulking men, I guess that's a good way to put it. Like, big guys. Like, there's a lot of UFC fighters that I'm like, oh, he looks good, you know?
Yeah.
Even, like, LeBron. LeBron's, like, a big, muscular guy, like, you know?
There you go.
I prefer tall guys. Most girls do.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
It is true. It is hard. Listen, I'll tell you, I hear some ladies talking about guys, like, he's too short. I'm like, come on, what are you talking about? Guy's 5'9", 5'10". Nah, he's too short. I'm like, guys, you really? I mean, that's really a big thing, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's okay, though. Like, to each their own.
I know, it's tough. This is a tough crowd right here.
I don't know if there's a lot of Baskin-Robbins anymore, but I used to always say, you know, my saying to people when they'd say things like that, I'd be like, yo, Baskin-Robbins makes 31 flavors for a reason, bro.
Is that how many they made, 31?
Yeah, it was on their logo, remember?
31.
Yeah.
Who's the 33?
Huh?
Somebody have 33 flavors?
No. Do you want to start a company?
No. Not unless you're gonna be the CEO and lead us through inflation.
No. So real quick. So what happened with Reggie Jackson? Do we have audio of Reggie Jackson? He was asked about the Clippers and the Lakers, and he kind of took a swipe at the Lakers. Laura, do we have that sound? The Reggie Jackson sound?
We do.
All right, let me hear.
It's not the best sound, but you can tell what he's saying.
Okay.
Clippers Nation's like the heart. It truly is. LA's more so. No shots at them out there, but they are. They're the lights. They're bright lights in Hollywood. That's the Lakers. I really don't understand that. They're the show. I feel like we're definitely the heart of the city.
So basically he said they're the heart of the city and the Lakers are just the show.
Yeah, it took me. There was a part in there where I kind of heard it at the beginning. Then it got very, very, very echoey. And then I did hear that at the end. The Clippers are the heart of the city. The Lakers are the show of the city. Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, again, it's their whole mantra of, you know, bright lights versus, or what is it, spotlights versus streetlights or whatever. Yeah.
It's interesting that he feels that way, that he thinks that, hey, we are the heart of this city, like the real hardcore heart and soul kinds.
Really.
We're those guys for the city of L.A., but those guys over there, they're just all for show.
I mean, listen, the Lakers are certainly a show. Hence, there's an actual show about them on HBO right now.
Right.
But, and look, there's always drama with the Lakers, as Beto likes to say, Lakers novela. And I get that. But I know a lot of people who I would call part of the heart of this city who are huge Laker fans. I would say Laura's pretty, is as L.A. as L.A. comes. Right?
I think so. I hope so.
And she is a diehard Laker fan. Like, all she does is make fun of the Clippers. And now I don't think the Clippers need to be made fun of. I've already told you, I believe that their future is brighter than the Lakers, at least as currently constituted. Particularly their longer-term future.
You don't like that, do you, Laura?
No, because I've given them their props. I've said this. So I do make fun of them because they don't got no banners. They don't got nothing. They got selfies. I do that. But they're playing well. I've seen a few of their games, but they're never going to own this town. I mean, come on.
No, but
here's one thing they own. They own the Lakers so far this year, and then
the numbers.
They've owned the Lakers for the last like 40 games.
Right.
What are you talking?
The numbers are so heavily favored in the Clippers' direction, and as the Lakers right now, I think the stat I heard last night, I think Billy Mack said this during the television broadcast during the game. The Lakers had lost 17 of their previous 24, so now 18 of their previous 25. That is a hard number to really think about. Wow, they've lost 18 of their last 25, and they've lost 9 straight on the road. And I don't know about you, George, but if I'm Kyle Kuzma, if I'm KCP, if I'm these guys tonight, I'm like, I am coming into L.A. It's my only shot at LeBron. We're terrible, but they're worse. So
all right,
we're coming in to win.
Let's do more of that after Radio Tinder. Radio Tinder is up next.
Oh, all right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We did do it a little bit, but we never came to a conclusion. So I guess since we have a short show today, that's something we'll have to work on for Monday, guys.
But what was the theme music behind Chris there? Anybody recognize that?
It's from a TV
Hill
show.
Hill Street Blues, isn't it?
Hill Street Blues is what I think of, too, yeah.
Is that a TV show?
It was back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, it was.
Dennis Franz.
It was actually a very, for the time, a very, like, I would say, like a breakthrough type show. Like, it was the first time we saw, like, a cop show that was real. Like, it felt more real than the cop shows we had seen previously on television.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why that was. I'm thinking about that right now. But anyway, yeah, Hill Street Blues.
Good song. Good show, I'm sure. I've never seen it, but probably never will.
There's probably a documentary about it.
Oh my gosh! Now Morales is texting, making fun of me about it. I'm sorry that I've never seen it. I've also never seen it.
She's too young for Hill Street
There's a great
Blues,
documentary
though.
About it on Netflix. Watch it. Check
what's,
it out.
What's it called? What's it?
I don't know.
Called?
I'm sure there's a documentary
Hold on,
about it.
I'm putting it in.
Wait,
my notes.
You made that up? There is.
Yes, oh. I was gonna say. Okay. What do you mean? I'm sure.
There's documentaries about everything. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Anyway. I know you're a documentarian.
If there was, I would watch it. But since there's not, and you
made it up.
You know, you just caught me being gullible. Then whatever, Cap.
Yeah, there's no actual documentary. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like stuff on YouTube you can watch, but they're not like.
Kaplan,
yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
You're such a liar, Kaplan. Even though you say you don't
are
lie.
So li- you are a liar.
There's a difference between lying and making stuff up.
No.
What is it? Never mind. We don't need to get into that right now. We can get into it after the break. So here's a good one, Cap. I'm specifically intrigued how you're going to answer this one. So Heidi Montag, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She was a star of the TV show The Hills. She was spotted out eating raw bison heart on the go while she was just out walking around in L.A. yesterday. She was snapped by paparazzi while on a walk holding a Ziploc bag containing the large, dark red organ, literally a heart. She told People magazine that she loves trying new things. She's always been very interested in various types of diets, adding that she's also into anthropology, particularly the way that humans are meant to eat. She's apparently, like, looking at these different diet trends as she tries to conceive another baby with her husband. Would you guys ever consider eating raw organs for health benefits? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
Don't people eat the placenta or whatever?
I've heard of that, but that is quite disgusting, in my opinion.
True, it is disgusting. That's right. I'm going to swipe left and say no. I'm looking at the picture, and it's gross.
She just looks like an animal.
Well, there's this guy I follow on Instagram. He's called the Liver King. Have you guys ever heard of this guy?
No.
No.
The Liver King. He's got to follow him. And he's this little guy, but he's ripped. Like, his body is, like, ridiculous. And he...
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Phenomenal. And he's got this body, and he never wears a shirt, and he does all these crazy workouts, but he eats everything like raw livers. And he's slicing them up, and his liver wife, her name's the Liver Queen, and Liver Boy.
Of course
she
is. Yes.
His other son, Liver Boy. They eat all these exotic, like, body parts because they say of all these health benefits. And while I'd love to have the body that this guy has, I will never have the diet he has. So, no, I won't eat this. And I think it looks gross. Like, I'm looking at the picture. It's disgusting. If that were a cooked steak, I'd have no problem with it. But because it's a raw, what is it, a heart or a?
Yeah, a heart.
Ugh.
Bison heart.
Ugh.
Yeah, no thanks.
No? Sedano, you're not in on that?
I mean, I like sushi. That's about as raw as I go.
I feed my dog, like, if I had the time and all that to do, like, the whole raw organs and meat thing where you, like, go to the butcher's market and pick everything out. But there's a lot that goes into it to make sure you have a balanced diet. So I feed my dog, like, the what's it called? Like, the raw food that's freeze-dried. But I don't have to touch any of that stuff.
Yeah, that is gross.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't love. I mean, I don't mind my steak being like medium rare, but I'm not eating that.
Yet. Dude, she should go home and eat that. That is like, don't do that in public.
She's literally walking around with a plastic Ziploc bag, just eating it out of there. Like, she's doing that for attention, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. For sure.
All right. So next one. Speaking of attention, the University of Oklahoma announced the date of their annual spring game in April this week. The athletic department also reminded fans that before the game, the school is going to unveil their new Baker Mayfield Heisman statue stadium.
Yeah.
Mayfield is the sixth of seven Sooners to win a Heisman Trophy. Previous honorees were Billy Vessels, Steve Owens, Billy Sims, Jason White, and Sam Bradford. Is Baker Mayfield, Heisman or not, deserving of a statue? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right. And say that Baker Mayfield is worthy of and deserving of a statue. You go to Oklahoma, and he didn't even start there. Didn't he start at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
He was on the same team as Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, look, you transfer to Oklahoma. You have the kind of career that he had. You win a Heisman Trophy. You're now part of Oklahoma football lore, and they have one of the most, I mean, right there with USC and Notre Dame. I mean, they've got that kind of history. So, I think he deserves a statue.
Nah, bro. Get out of here with that.
I don't think he does.
Why?
Either.
Because he's not a great NFL quarterback?
No, I mean, did he win a national championship?
Well, he won a Heisman Trophy.
Okay, but not every Heisman Trophy winner has a statue.
Well, it kind of sounded that way.
No.
I think at their school that seems to be the trend, but, you know, from a bigger picture standpoint, like, does that go to show you that, like, the Sooners, like, the bar for getting a statue in Oklahoma is very low?
Yes, no. The statue, the bar at Oklahoma to get a statue at the stadium is you win a Heisman Trophy. I mean, you put a Heisman in their trophy case, we build a statue for you.
I get it if you want a Heisman and led your team to a national championship, but he only did one of those, so I think it's stupid.
But did all those other guys win a national championship and win the Heisman?
Because I don't
remember.
Know. I don't know. But
What were the names again?
The names are Billy Vessels.
Don't know who he is.
Steve Owens.
Don't know who he is.
Billy Sims.
Know who he is.
Billy Sims, yeah.
Jason White.
Nope.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, yeah, the quarterback who won a national championship.
Okay, and then Sam Bradford. Bradford. Did Sam Bradford win a national championship?
No, he did. Actually, it was Josh Heupel who won the national championship.
Yes.
Yeah, so Jason White was after him. Yes.
Gosh, I don't even remember him.
He was after him.
Did he win the whole thing?
I don't believe he won a Heisman, I don't think, no.
Well,
maybe he won
he
a national championship.
Yeah. Well, we need to tell Oklahoma.
No, they all, because Stoops only won one.
All right, bottom line. Guy won a Heisman Trophy. They want to brag about it. Hey, look how many Heisman Trophy winners
we've
had.
I mean, I guess, but like, I feel like that's for a program that rich in tradition, that's a pretty low bar, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, if he was all Big 12, I'd be like, okay, you don't build him a statue.
All Big 12.
I mean, you could hang the jersey somewhere. Like, you know, like you go to a USC game, they have all the famous jerseys all over. Like Keyshawn's jersey is in like a place there in the stadium. And like, yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, but a statue? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like a statue. I don't know. Maybe it's because I look at like the Lakers statues and it's all like immortals, basically. You know, I don't know. I just have a higher.
Oklahoma football immortals.
I don't know, dude. Jason White is not an Oklahoma immortal to me.
Like, apparently, he is.
He didn't even win a national championship. Josh Heupel did.
I don't know. He got a statue.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I never heard of the guy, so it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, I know who he is. He's a quarterback. Yeah, but I mean, whatever. All right, what's next, Lindsay?
All right, so we're going to
get
By the
way, real quick, can I take a 20 here?
Mm-hmm.
John Morosi of MLB Network is reporting that the Dodgers' talks with Freddie Freeman are intensifying.
Oh, my.
The sides remain in contact tonight on a deal that would bring the reigning World Series champ home to his native California.
Oh, his native land, California.
Yeah. So there you go. Just wanted to bring that up. Go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
All right, so I'm going to get back into finances with Sedano.
Oh, okay.
Sedano.
Because Amazon stock, it's about to get a lot cheaper after the company announced.
I heard it's
going to
split like 20 times or something.
20-for-1 stock split this week. The tech giant announced this on Wednesday. It's their first split since September of 1999. And obviously, this sent the shares up more than 6% yesterday in the intraday trading to more than $2,900 each. Do you guys own Amazon stock if you want to disclose this? And if not, does this make you want to buy it? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Yeah, I think that that stock is going to go up forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they're going to be, them and Apple basically are going to rule the world. So, I mean, if you want to buy stock, I know what people usually say. And a split is perfect because it reduces the price, because basically what happens is the company is buying back their stock. That's why they're splitting the stock.
Yeah, they get like billions.
They're doing a $10 billion buyback, basically, to raise capital for some other venture that they're trying to accomplish. So they need
space
that.
Space travel.
Maybe. Who the hell knows? So what I would say is this, is everyone always looks at, let's say Amazon stock trades at like $3,000. The good thing about today is that you can go on Robinhood or even Fidelity or any of these places, and you can buy fractional shares now. So you don't need to buy the whole one stock. Like this notion that, you know, stocks – Robinhood, I don't want to use Robinhood as an example because they really screwed things up not too long ago. But
they're terrible. There is a documentary about that, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. But a lot of these brokerage companies, E-Trade, even Fidelity now, those, like they do the fractional stuff. So they want, because they do, those companies do want people to get in the game, even if you don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to invest. And I think it's smart because a company like Amazon or Google or Apple, those companies, like, They're gonna be here forever. Like, and I know it's rare to say that because we've probably thought a lot of companies are gonna be there forever, but there are some that are gonna be here forever, and I think that they are near the top of that list. So yeah, I think it's smart to buy it.
So mine, I bought like a 3/4 of a share back when the pandemic happened, and it went down to like 1,900 or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not the horizon you should have when you buy something.
No, yeah, I know, and I was gonna ask. So does that mean if I don't even have one full share, do I still get the split deal?
I don't know the specifics on that, but I mean, you can
really?
Probably research that.
What?
I don't know the, I don't know fractional stocks like that. Like, so
I'm
I don't.
Surprised. It's like earlier when I
would own.
I buy full stocks.
Yeah, he's baller.
I don't know about these fractional stocks.
I don't, but I do like the fact that they do offer fractional. I think that's really smart business, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But what I would say to you is this: is you know, I would just, I mean, who do you do business with? Like, who
SoFi,
do you buy stocks
that's
with?
Who I bought my.
SoFi?
Oh.
Just,
yeah.
Oh, SoFi's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have an account with them, and they have like the nicest customer service of any like of these financial companies I've ever dealt with. It's not even close.
But when
and I'm
say
not getting paid to say that. Like, yeah. I'm telling you for 100% assurance, like, they are like the nicest people to deal with. So they'll
when you
have
say, though, who do you do business with? If you buy on Amazon, or if you have Apple computers as examples, if you like those products or if you use
buy
them,
it. Right.
Right, a lot of times you buy it. So, like, for example, just to answer your question, Lindsay, I am swiping right. I'm pretty psyched about this. I didn't even read about this split. I bought Amazon. By the way,
you were too busy, trashing the Khalil Mack trade.
Well, that and, you know, I was trying to figure out the math on the Troy Aikman kind of deal. But seriously, I bought Amazon, and now I'm down about $500 a share in Amazon. But it never really bothered me. I'm like, so what? Amazon, it was bought at $3,400. It's trading at $2,900. It's going to be $4,000, $5,000. It's one of those companies you just sit on.
My thing on these things is this. I remember listening to a podcast one time. This guy who worked, you know, he's run a hedge fund for, you know, 25, 30, 40 years, whatever it is. And it was actually about Bitcoin at the time, but they talked about traditional finance too. And they were talking about, like, the guy literally said this. If people just bought these things, right, like this basket of companies, right, whatever company you want to buy, Coca-Cola or, you know, Ford or Amazon, Google, whatever, right? And in a perfect world, you wouldn't even look at it for 20 years. And 20 years later, you'd have a lot of money. He says the problem is people get greedy and they start trying to chase and trade in ways that – and they're not sophisticated enough to do that stuff. And that's why I always say long time horizon. Put even for those people that say, oh, I can't, you know, I can't afford to buy $100 in stock every week or every month even. Dude, if you got $5, $20 – And you don't need the money. Again, if you need it, that's a different story. But yeah, find those blue chip companies and just put it away and don't look at it. Don't even look at it. Just put it away just like you would put in a savings account. And don't worry about up or down on a given week or month or even year. Go look at it in 20 years and see how much more money there is in there.
You know, a good example of that really quick is when I bought.
And this is not financial advice, but. Yeah, I'm just telling you
it is
how
sports,
I feel.
It's sports radio Jim Cramer. I'm telling you right now, it's like sports radio CNBC. ESPN should start doing business shows
they
with
should.
Sports personalities.
Well, when I bought some crypto, I bought Sandbox back in like July, and because I saw that it was trending upwards. Long story short, I deleted the app that I bought it from. I bought it on Gemini. I deleted that app off of my phone. I didn't look at it for like 6 months. And 6 months later, I opened it, and I was very pleasantly surprised to see that it had grown like 20-fold.
Wow.
30-fold. Nice. Crazy like
that. You just got to be, you know, just don't look at it. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, think of it as a savings account. That's it. Like, that's what you do with that stuff, you know? Like,
buy it and lock the key. Lock
but,
the key
again, right I'm not, again, not financial advice. I'm just telling you how I look at these things. But go ahead, Linz. One more. Oh, do we have? We don't have time.
We don't have time for.
I mean,
one
it's
more.
45. We're way over the break, bro.
Well, I mean, listen. That's what happens when you get deep into financial advice around here. We're
all right,
sitting
Laura.
On the
you
edge
know
of
what?
Our seat.
Forget it. Put the combine the breaks at the end. Let's keep going.
Yeah, all yeah, right. George Sedano.
Yes, we can do that now. All right. So my last one then.
Play one more. Play the music again.
Yeah, one more time.
All right. So some social media users are suggesting, this is perfect for the conversation we just had. They're suggesting that these crazy fuel prices in the U.S. are not the result of the situation in Russia. They're not the result of increased consumption or supply chain issues brought on by the pandemic. They think that it's a big conspiracy theory to intentionally drive up the price of gas to get more Americans to buy electric cars. Now, I'm not going to get into politics here. I just simply want to know, do you guys believe in conspiracy theories? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
What was the actual theory, though? I didn't hear it. Sorry.
It was that the current administration is trying to drive up the gas prices to get more people to buy
electric
cars.
No, because what happens is, okay, go ahead, Cap. You say what you're going to say first. Go.
Well, I'm just going to say this. The question is, do you believe in conspiracy theories? I do believe that conspiracy theories exist. So I'm swiping right. Now, do I believe this conspiracy theory that
we don't
the U.S.
Need to get
government?
Into that. Yeah, we don't.
Oh,
need
we don't
to
have to. Well,
no,
in
no.
this case, I don't believe this. I generally,
I'm not. Again, I'm not an absolutist, so I'm not going to say they're all not true. But most of them, I believe, are malarkey. But what I would say is this one is really stupid because there's elections coming up in a year, or not even less, a few months. Like, incumbents already take a bath at midterm elections. Do they want to take a bigger bath? Because gas prices are is one of the ways that people judge how far their money stretches. So you don't want to do that. That is an unbelievably, ridiculously stupid conspiracy theory.
Well, on a lighter note.
And I would say that regardless of who's in office. Like, that makes no sense. Like, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
A lot of conspiracy theories are crazy. And one of the ones that I enjoy, and I think there might be some truth to it if you guys want to Google it during your downtime, JonBenet Ramsey, the beauty queen that was, murdered.
I know what you're going to say.
She's actually Katy Perry.
Wait,
yes, she's
I know
who?
People that believe
Katy
that.
Perry.
Yes.
Katy Perry
I thought you were
is
tell
JonBenet
me that,
Ramsey.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that she was the reason for gas prices.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Wait, well, that's Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, the singer. A lot of people think that she is actually JonBenet Ramsey and that she never was killed, and it's all this big conspiracy theory.
Wait, yeah. What?
I mean, I don't like to
What? Wait, did I just hear that? Is Katy Perry what?
What? Yeah, look no, it that, up. My look God. It up. What?
I mean, it is also ridiculous. I don't know. I don't want to comment on a child like being gone like that.
Just, okay, you're right. But I'm just saying there's a lot of really crazy ones. Like Emily was talking about one the other day that Avril Lavigne, the singer, actually like died. There's a Beatles one. Wasn't it that Paul McCartney or one of the Beatles died back in the day and then he was replaced by a double? That was a big one.
No, I never heard of John Lennon.
I think it was John Lennon.
I don't know about that one.
I know people that don't believe we landed on the moon.
Oh, I know a lot of people don't think that.
They think that it was filmed in the Sahara Desert or whatever. And,
yeah, you know, there was a movie about that too, remember? I think it was called The Dog That Wags the Tail, that wagged the dog's tail?
Wag the dog.
Wag the dog.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Not the tail that dogs wags thing. Yeah. No. Yeah. The other way around.
All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. We went long, but we literally only have to pause like 30 seconds for traffic. So let's pause for Kiki here real quick. Ace of Base, I Saw the Sign, is an awful great song. Because the 90s, most of the music was pretty terrible, but so catchy that it's great.
What year was this?
Oof.
Oh, 1994. 1994 was the year.
I was going to say 93, but yeah, 94 sounds
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is a good jam.
It reminds me of my days back in the mall, you know, when I was working in the mall, George. Mm-hmm. But it was much earlier than 1994. This was, you know, the mid-80s. But it has that kind of mid-80s sort of sound to me. But it's 1994. I was working at the Chess King.
I love the Full House episode when Stephanie and Gia, they play this song. They're in a band, and they play the song at, like, the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then they mess up because they didn't practice enough. It was great.
I love that show.
Laura, you doing okay?
What's that?
Laura, you okay? I just want to make sure Laura's okay.
Yeah,
she's on the rabbit hole of the JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, she Googled the JonBenet Ramsey.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, caught up in this whole Katy Perry thing.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was really mind blown. I was like, wait, what? And then I went and I was like, yeah, that.
The things people make up on the internet. You know?
Latinos, we believe a lot. Yes, a Latina, I do not believe that. No, nope, yeah, I do
that
not.
That was a little too crazy.
Yeah. As a Latina, yeah. Just to be clear.
real quick. Lakers are playing the Wizards tonight, so Kuz and KCP will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Trudeau asked Frank Vogel about those guys coming back, and Frank Vogel said, nothing but love for those guys. They'll always be family. We won a championship together, and just kind of sang their praises, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the revenge game, right? Like, for sure, this is the revenge game. The way this season has gone, like, Kuzma and KCP are going to combine for, like, 50 or 60 points, right?
Right. If those two guys... If they have any sense of showmanship at all, the two of them are talking like, yo, we're going back to what is now crypto. We're playing against the guy that they traded us for. We're not very good, but they're even worse. So for us to go onto their home floor and stick it to those guys, oh, we got to do everything. And on the other side, if you are Russ, LeBron, if you got any pride left, because I'm not sure, because James Worthy the other night was like, I don't see anything. There's just nothing there whatsoever. If you got any pride left at all, man, you got to muster it up tonight, because you can't lose to these guys. Not at home. Not those guys. Am I right?
I mean, you'd think so, but season has been strange, to say the least. That's the way
Let me ask you something.
There is no rhyme or reason to anything they've done this season. Is that fair, like, as far as results?
Yeah, totally fair. Are you going to sit at home tonight on a couch and watch this game start to finish?
Yeah, it's Friday night, you know, whatever. I'll throw it on. I mean,
put
I don't
on
know
some
start
Katy Perry.
To finish.
It's Friday night.
I don't know about start to finish, but I'll throw it on, sure.
You got no plans tonight?
I'm leaving in the morning to Boston, I told you.
I understand that.
Like, what, you know.
You know, this is going to sound really bad, though. I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
I'm probably going to watch the whole game tonight.
Okay.
Because my girlfriend went with her girlfriends to some country concert somewhere in, like, San Clemente or something.
Then there you go.
And I am home, and my son, who's home and leaving back to go back to college for spring break tomorrow, he's got plans with his friends tonight.
Yeah. How do you think Sliwa would react if they lost, though?
Oh, dude. I mean, it's like Big Game said the other night. I thought we'd seen the lowest of the low. We've reached the new rock bottom. You lose tonight at home to Washington to those guys, this will be the next new rock bottom. And Slee will just be beside himself, poor guy.
I mean, how do you think, Slee, no chance he confronts Michael about all the stuff he was saying during the Mason and Ireland crosstalk.
No, I don't think Slee will, you know, I don't think he'll say anything to Michael, but it was freaking hysterical.
Yeah.
Michael's impression of Sliwa.
I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
So excited.
Sliwa, show up. I heard that Sliwa promo about him doing his Cody Bellinger. I think he does sound like Cody Bellinger.
Oh, my God. That was actually really, really, really funny.
Sliwa should do the entire pregame as Cody Bellinger.
I thought
he would never. He would never.
No, because this is serious business, George. He's in the league, man.
He is in the league.
You and Ireland talk about being in the league, and me and Mason are out here on the outside of the league.
Wait, I heard something.
Is he in like the same? I know he works in the league, but is Sliwa in the same like circle that you and Ireland are in as far as being in the league goes?
I mean, listen, he doesn't have the longevity, but you know, you start somewhere.
I think he's in the league, Lindsay. I think that if you are a national person like George, or you are the local voice like John, if you do the pregame and the postgame,
you're in the league.
That's
where I started. Yeah, I started on a radio pre and postgame many, 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 many years ago.
I think you're in the league once you start traveling. That's when you're in the league.
There's your benchmark.
That's your point of delineation.
Right. Yeah. He's not in the league.
Yeah.
He stays home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They don't travel him, so he's not really in the league.
He's in the league, but he's just not all the way in the league.
No,
he's not part of the fraternity.
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of Kyrie. Kyrie only plays on the road. Sliwa only does home games.
Exactly.
That's kind of funny, Kev.
Home game Sliwa.
That was the rare like joke that you made that I was really, really think, I really thought it was funny.
And somehow delivered it without screwing it all up.
I know. That was great. That was fantastic. He's the anti-Kyrie. I mean, listen, let's get Slee on the road then.
Traveling Slee.
There you go.
Maybe you can invite him to Summer League with you.
He can. What? I mean, listen, that's the first place to go. If you're Slee, you are in the league if you're at Summer League.
Right. If you're in Summer League, you're really in the league. Me?
Yeah.
I don't go to Vegas during the summer, so I'm out of the league.
Summer League, though, is fun. Summer League is fun. We can go. Relax.
All right, we got
I know, but you know, that's my job. That's how you
Sliwa
guys.
Might yell at you guys because, you know, he's in the league.
I just am the one that's campaigning for him to go out on the road.
As someone in the league, he may yell at us.
Yeah.
Taking my time away
Sliwa,
from the league.
I want you to be part of the road fraternity. You can be my road dog.
Yeah.
There you
road
go.
Dog.
How excited is he going to be, Lindsay?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be really excited.
You guys are so mean.
We love Slee. Is he around?
Got
wait till him and Hacksaw do the show together. The Slee right. and the Slaw.
Right.
The Slee and the Saw.
I got mad love for Slee. Yeah.
Slee Saw. Coming soon.
Mad love.
All right. We're done here. All right. So Michael and Slee, and he's going to be fired up.
Because he's in the
there's
league.
The return game for Kuzma and KCP. All right. We're done here. We'll talk to you on Monday. See ya. Have a great weekend.